Well, you had the occasion to meet with the Premier designate, Andrew Furey. Tell me about it.
Well, understandably, he looks like a man who's still trying to find the keys to the washroom. But I laid out for him my views are the things that he's got to prioritize and cut down the work on. And the first thing is jobs and the economy. He needs to get that economic recovery plan in place, whatever it's going to be. And right now, that's a mystery. He needs to have a school plan because there's still plenty of questions around that. And parents are worried and teachers are worried. And, of course, he's got to get to work on the offshore and the fact that the federal government for months now has neglected to do the things that the offshore sector and the provincial government have been advocating for and, in fact, pleading for. So he better pick up the phone to Seamus O'Regan and have a conversation with Seamus. What's going to happen there?
Some might say, well, first off, you got to get rid of that deficit and knock down the debt somewhat. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say they're absolutely right, but and there is a budget coming, but it's not something you can do in one fell swoop. It takes a work of several years to get that under control, and that's, of course, another obvious thing that he's got to get his arms wrapped around.
He's calling for cooperation among the three parties, all members in the House of Assembly. Did you talk about that?
Well, we talked about the committee, for example, the pandemic committee, and he asked my view on whether it worked well or whether it had value for the people, and I told him I thought it did. I also discovered that we had similar views on the need for more testing, including at points of entry into the province. So I was glad to see that.
You said on Open Line Tuesday morning that you wish to have access to the same documents, financial documents, that Andrew Furey would have access to. You were refused in the past. Did you bring that up?
Yes, I did. And he gets the point, I guess, but he was noncommittal on that.
What was your impression after you came away from the meeting with Andrew Furey? Do you feel good about him coming in and resolving some of these pressing issues facing us?
Well, I'm going to reserve judgment on that because I had, like I said, the impression of a man who's still trying to find out where everything is right now. He's not even sworn in yet as premier. He's got a lot of heavy-duty decisions to make. He's got to turn his attention to the things you and I just talked about. And he's got a lot on his plate, and he's trying to learn where the ropes are. So I guess all of us can only wish him luck because the province needs some luck.
Did you recommend anything in terms of the legislature? The time is getting tight, if indeed a budget is going to be passed by the end of September. Are you lenient in that regard, or is that timeline pretty rigid in your view for you?
Well, I think the intention is to bring the budget in toward the end of the month of September. And if there's an issue of running out of money, running out of supply, then my caucus, PC caucus, will be happy enough to grant, you know, the necessary amount of supply till we see what the budget looks like.
Opposition Leader Chess Crosby, thanks very much for this.
Thank you, Brian.
That is PC Leader Chess Crosby speaking with VOCM's Brian Madore.